Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Partly sunny. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees. Waiting. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly sunny. 73 degrees.
Good morning, Dan. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning there, General. I'm doing pretty good. Did a little reprogramming on the dual bander here this morning. We're just a little about 4 miles outside of Sheboygan, heading towards Sheboygan. Going up to St. Ignace today.
Okay. Your DMR portable.
Yeah, the repeater signal strength definitely seems to vary quite a bit through here. When I first checked in, it was significantly stronger. And added it into the other radios, all the levering. Hearing that about what it sounded like coming through here before on Friday.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, handheld coverage and seeing if you can see with you, see what the coverage is on the DMR and seeing if there. DMR coverage in St. Ignace on a handheld.
I got you. Yeah, there was enough water. I thought you said GMRS. I could add that into the DM32 there yesterday also. So we are prepared to give that a whirl.
It'd be interesting to find out what kind of coverage that's got there on the handheld. Just call back with the boys, and I think we're getting ready to leave to go pick some more peaches off my uncle's tree. So, heard you in there, and thought I'd come back to you.
Okay, I missed a little bit of that. It got pretty noisy around the tractor supply here on the outskirts of the Sheboygan here. I expect it'll get better as I continue to move towards towards Mackinac City. I think you said you wanted to get out of there. A little bit of traffic back up here. We must have just missed the drawbridge because the stoplight at the drawbridge just changed from red to green. KBNSWR, WTPT Mobile, Sheboygan.
No, I just said I went for a walk all back. Boys are here and they wanted to walk all back, so took them all back and yeah, I'll be leaving here shortly to go pick some more peaches off my uncle's peach tree. So We've been doing a lot of canning of peaches the last few days. And, tis the season.
Yep, I guess it is the season for that. Well, that should be fun for them picking peaches. We used to take the kids to go pick apples. A good orchard just outside of Tecumseh and Tipton. But I don't think they've been doing the public apple picking like the old lady that ran the place. Oversaw that. I think she may have passed away because she was pretty well up there. All right, hey, once you get going, Beth. Coming out the other side of Sheboygan on Levering Road now. State Street turns into Levering Road. WR, W2P, and T-Mobile.
All right, so you should be getting better, right? The further you go. Yeah. Well, drive safe, and you'll have to get Brent to get that Mac on up on the voter so we can see signal strength. But curious as to coverage in Sinus on DMR, so VHF should be no problem. I don't know about UHF, but anyways, have fun. Give it a stir.
Good morning, 1100 hours, sunny, 77 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 77 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy, 77 degrees.
KF8MY, KF8MY, from KD8JSR. Be heard, KD8JSR, clear. Thank you.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 79 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, mostly cloudy, 76 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly cloudy, 76 degrees.
Good afternoon, Charlie. You're loud and clear.
Yeah, I have you loud.
Yes, WR. Kilo Bravo 8 here with you, Romeo. Good afternoon. Thanks for checking in.
Anybody listening on the VHF or UHF Central Michigan Emergency Network, we're doing the Sunday night net. It starts in about 4 minutes. Feel free to check in. If you can hear the net, feel free to check in. This is KVSWR.
Net control, this is November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N8WRO. Tim, in Richmond, Macomb County.
November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Good afternoon. You are loud and clear. Thanks for checking in this afternoon. Low Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. As you are listening on Central Michigan Emergency Network, when computers are UHF and VHF, you may also check in on this net. Please call KDRAP.
Delta Oscar November.
Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar. Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for checking in. I have you good readable at my location. Over.
I have you fair readable with good advice.
Roger. Out. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on our air, a frequency of 3932 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7.232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan Emergency Frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF when you're the year's courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be receive only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly citywide exchange of information and ideas concerning off the common Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to be part of this net. This is the ORL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is KDRHB, and my name is Brett. I hold the position of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. Kilo 8 Juliet Bravo Delta. Kilo Bravo 8 Papa Golf Whiskey In and Out. Kilo Bravo 9 India Alpha Romeo. Kilo Whiskey 5 Alpha Sierra. November 8 Oscar Bravo Uniform. Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. Kilo Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo. November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar. And Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call. Are there any relays? Nothing heard. We'll go ahead and get started. Start off with Max. Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. Go ahead, Max.
Good afternoon, Brett, and everyone on the net. KD8RHQ, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November here. Your signal is better. Just got a little bit of feedback. So, anyways, a couple things going on this week in the state. Tuesday, we have the state of Michigan has got an integrated preparedness planning workshop we'll be holding in the morning. It's annual planning exercise they do to beef up the training plans for the coming year, training and exercise plan. The quarterly state emergency management coordinators meeting is on Tuesday, and that's on Wednesday. And then, next Sunday, I'll make the flight now. 4 o'clock Eastern time is the start time for the FEMA Region 5 launch convoy. 60 meters channel 4 and then moves to 40, and DSAR and DMR in that order. If you're interested in joining into that net, please do. You'd love to have a check in. You will be most if you are able to. Planning for the fall exercise on October 4th is going quite well. We have the exercise plan largely drafted. We will be putting that out to all of the emergency coordinators September 6th, or by then, if not sooner. That's really looking like it's coming into shape pretty well. I've got for this week with that, I'll say, I hope you all have a great week ahead. Stay safe and healthy. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. Back to Matt.
All right. Very good, Matt. Thank you for your comments. Looking forward to getting the SEP so we can get that set out to the others, and thanks for you guys doing all that. As far as for me, PDRHB here the last 4 days helped out, we did in the mobile command center, helped do dispatch activities for the Hamilton County Fair. So basically from 4 to almost midnight from Thursday through Saturday, helped out there. So good experience. Been doing that for the last several years, and just keeps getting better. So other than that, don't have much else to add. So back to the list. Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. Go ahead, Jim.
88 RXB Net, this is KJVD. My name is Jim and I'm ECRO for Washtenaw County. We've got upcoming on the 26th of August, a meeting between myself and the AEC, sort of looking ahead at some of the stuff coming up in the future and discussing some of the things that have happened in the past. So it's going to be one of those kind of meetings where we sort of figure out what's going on. Big news in the county is that KB8AY has gotten an upgrade to one of the brand new Windows 11 bricks for the OneLink stuff we have here. So he's got 80, 40, and 20 up with no problem. Everything's doing well. The Vera FM in the packet is also operating quite nicely here. And so along with the WHCMN-3 and WHCMN-9 packet, we should have pretty good WinLink coverage here in the Washtenaw County. So kudos to KBAY for getting all that stuff up. Other than that, not too much going on. We've got a siren test coming up beginning of September, but you know, that's sort of one of the standard things we have ongoing there. So anyway, good to hear the folks on the net there. And with that, thanks to Brett for running the net. Back to you. This is Kilo 8 to Juliet Bravo Delta.
Yes, very good, Jim. Thank you for checking in. Thank you for your comments. Good stuff. Hopefully you have a good meeting with your AECs, and that'll be good. All right. I'll do a quick standby. If there's anyone listening that wants to check in, either on UTEP or the Central Michigan Emergency Link Repeater System, please call KD8RHB. Hearing none, Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo. What are your comments, Don?
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Not that much going on here. We did our parts on the air at Fort Custer yesterday. Conditions were good. With 247 contact. It was a nice day. That's about all I have. Now back to net control. KD8RHB, KD9IAR.
All right, very good, Don. Glad you were able to do some photo yesterday with the group, so good to hear you. All right, next station, might be a relay here, but Kilo Whiskey 5 Alpha Sierra, you're up.
This is KW5AS. For the most part, unreadable. But the only person I can hear well is JVD. Not much report other than I'm checking in, and hopefully bank conditions will be better next week. KW5AS.
Very good. I had you good readable here, so thanks again for checking in. Always good to hear you, and hopefully you can hear more of us next week. So thanks again. All right, next, November 8th, Oscar Bravo Uniform. N8OBU, you're up for comment, sir.
Last Wednesday, Kalamazoo County had it. Lacey's meeting at the Sheriff's Department EOC, and we had Mike Grace as our guest, and Mike talked about the goings-on with the Palisades protest rehearsal exercise. So kind of fun to listen to him talk, that's for sure. That's all we got for ham radio right now. So, Brett, back to you from WD8AXV. Over.
All right, very good, Charlie. Thanks for checking in. Thank you for your comments. And yeah, probably some good stuff with the Palisades. So, with Mike. All right. Okay. And hand over to you. You're up for comment.
There's a net on 3935. You guys are bleeding over.
I'm not sure where Mike's at. He might be eating dinner. Added a couple more repeaters in the upper part of lower Michigan, 145.31 in Mac City with a 131.8 PL, and 444.600 with a 151.4 PL. Also added a DMR machine in Levering, so if you're up that way and you're hearing us on the network, on the net here, please feel free to check in, and anybody going up that way, those three repeaters are linked back to our system downstate. Obviously, UHF is linked to UHF, VHF to VHF, and DMR to DMR, so get up that way if you're going on vacation or whatever on the island or St. Ignace, feel free to use them. We also added repeater in St. Marie, so if you get up that way on vacation, take your DMR radio. You'll be able to talk downstate. All I got for you this week, Brett, back to you. KBNS, WR.
Very, very good, Jeff. Thank you very much for your, thanks for checking in, your comments, and thanks for everything you're doing and getting everybody up on, getting them more I guess, opportunity for others as far as staying connected and, thank you. All right, next station, November 8th, Whiskey, Romeo Oscar.
Well, thanks, Brett. My name is Tim Tango, India Mike, N-A-W-R-O. I'm one of the AECs here in Macomb County. And we just got deployed 8 people due to an invite to the Woodward Dream Cruise, and it was quite successful, and we thank Oakland County for that invite. I'm talking on the 147.2 local VHF repeater. I thank Jeff and all of Central Michigan for providing that link. Our roster is up to 30 members now, and the postcard recruitment project, we have 38 postcards out. We're still looking for a return on that. We're very much looking forward to the October 4th set. That's kind of the next big thing on our agenda. So with all that, back to net, this is NAWRO.
Very good, Tim. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear you. Again, I really think the postcard thing, they guys are doing this pretty awesome. Hopefully you get some feedback on that. Be curious and keep us posted as that goes along over the next few weeks. But, all right, I don't have anything else for the net. Is there anyone that I might have missed or anyone else that wishes to check in? Please call me either. All right, hearing none, I want to thank everyone for checking in this afternoon. Everyone be safe and enjoy the upcoming week, and look forward to hearing you guys next Sunday. This is KG8RHB returning us back to normal amateur use. Out.
Thanks, Mike. Keep it up, Stub here. Testing, testing, testing. What are you testing?
I don't think it's working.
You're making Detroit repeater fine by the looks of it. Keep it up, Stub here.
Testing here as well. Testing, testing.
Yeah, go ahead. Where are you at that you're doing testing?
I'm at Speedway with a small car top antenna and a 5-watt handheld. The antenna's on top of the house, though.
Yeah, I missed the part where you said you were at. I know you said it, but I didn't hear you. Sorry.
In the steep wing.
Okay. Yeah, you're making it just fine from steep wing.
All right. Thanks for that.
Yep. Definitely got a good signal into the system.
What's your call there in Feebling? I missed it.
Sorry, no call sign.
Well, if you're not a licensed amateur radio, you're not legal to transmit on this frequency, so you can do some research, and we'd like to see you get your license because it sounds like you got a good signal in. But yeah, please refrain from transmitting on the amateur frequencies until you receive your apply for and receive your amateur radio call. Keep it up, Stub here.
Yep, it's a lot cheaper to study and go ahead and get your license so that you're legal because. $1,000 per occurrence per day for transmitting on amateur radio frequency without a license. Any radius?
KB8SWR, KB8TVL.
Go ahead.
KB8SWR, KB8TVL. Hey, I just got a question about the net that just happened on this frequency. Is that like a simulcast? Over.
Yeah, there's a station, NAW has a TS-2000 that he's able to link to the network. So that net is being ran on HF 3932, and then he brings it to VHF and UHF for us that don't have capabilities, or, you know, if you're not home and you don't have your HF rig, you can still get into the net and listen to the net.
Okay, copy that. I was just curious what was going on there. Because it didn't break the signal. I just wondered what that was all about. But you said 3932. I'll have to check that out next week. Over.
Yeah, no problem. Happens every Sunday night at 5 o'clock. And like I said, we bring it to VHF and UHF to broaden the, ability for people to get in, and like I said, if you're not home, if you're away or whatever, you know, most people have VHF or UHF, so that allows more check-ins there, and then that to be broadcast over a larger area. It's all legit and legal, so that's why we make the announcement. If you can hear it, feel free to check in on VHF or UHF.
Okay, roger that. Appreciate the information. This is K8TVO, clear, 73.
73, QBSWR. And I see you're on 28, making the Portland receiver. Where are you located?
Yeah, 10-4. I am in just a few miles away from your voter station. Actually, out in my yard with an HT, over.
Okay, well, we have a remote receiver in Portland there, so just on the west side. So that's what you're making, and I kind of gathered you on HT the way your signal is bouncing around. But glad you could get in there and make contact, so feel free to use it as you see fit in the correct way. But anyways, I think that came out right. Something like that anyways. Give me enough stuff here.
KVSWR, KATGL. Yeah, copy that. I do like that receive station you guys put here in Portland. That really opened up my my capabilities here in this town. So that was a nice feature you guys added to your network. Over.
Yeah, the possibility of putting a DMR machine there is real, too. It's just a matter of figuring out, you know, the cost. It's going to incur a monthly cost, so something that can be done. It's just we haven't got that far yet.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, indeed. Love what you guys did again. And yeah, DMR would be cool here in this area. Your network is huge, and I appreciate all you guys do for it. Maybe someday I'll be able to reach out and help out. Over.
Sounds good. Okay, I'm going to clear out, and I'm going to drop the connection between VHF and UHF, so if anybody wants to use it, they can. 73, KBSWR.
K0VTL listening. K0VTL cleared.
Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly cloudy, 73 degrees.
KB8OE mobile. Sounds like somebody's trying to get into the repeater. I heard you that time.
Oh, you know, me and my friends are on my way up.
You say you're on your way up?
So close to my house. So what's going on with you?
you because you cut completely out. I heard you say you're on your way something.
Yeah, I'm on my way.
Pontiac? Hey, yeah, I just got this and kinda, it's a SG7500 clone, and I got the 7900 clone in the back seat. I might switch to it, but, when I get where I'm going, he's got a cutoff wheel or grinder. I'm gonna knock a little bit off of it, see if I can't bring that standing wave up more towards the middle of the band instead of being all the way at the bottom. But it don't go over 2-to-1, but I want it down flat as I can get it across 2 and 440.
Alright.
I'm running real late, actually, so I'm going to get there about midnight, 1 in the morning, but I had to take care of some issues with my honeybees.
Wow, so you still got a long drive ahead of them, and you can there until midnight.
You're closer to 1. We'll see. I don't know. Depends on how crazy I want to get. I lost the system. KV8OE.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 68 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly clear. 65 degrees.
TB8OOE. Must be off frequency. I'm gonna go back to 146.520 simplex. KB8 always.
Good evening. 22 hours. Mostly clear. 64 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 62 degrees.
Severe.
give you this up here.